Well, Matt, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we got the Red Rock Balloon Festival coming up later this week, this weekend actually, and it's a third annual event. It's been great in the past. And what's going on this weekend at Lake Red Rock? What will people be seeing?
Sure. Just like the past 2 years, it'll be Friday night launch, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning will be the launches. 6:30 in the morning, and then we plan for 6:30 in the evening, also on Saturday. The launches are based on the winds, so we tell people we're trying for 6:30, but depending on the winds and when we can get the balloons up. So come to the beach, North Overlook. Different this year is that we're going to consolidate the event around the North Overlook Beach. So we're telling people to go to the beach, hang out, have fun. There's going to be lots of activities, and stay there for the best viewing, and the balloons will come over the beach as they have in the past.
How many balloons do we have this year?
This year we have 30 balloons.
Wow.
Every year it's gone a little bit higher. A lot of the balloonists are excited and they want to come to the event. And we're slowly trying to grow the event. We don't want to grow too big too fast, but we do want to grow. So we're controlling the growth. Like I said, they are all excited to be here, and it's going to be another good event. We will have the cross-country run, which I saw a story on your program. That has been a huge success, and we hope to have another big year again this year for both Knoxville and Pella cross-country teams.
Yeah, and that 5K, 10K run, you can still, I believe, register up until this Friday, though the t-shirt's not guaranteed at this point. Is that right?
Correct. And actually, they will take registrants the day of the event, and the t-shirt would not be included at that time. But yeah, absolutely. If last minute you want to come out and run, they're happy to have you run the course, and it's a 5K, 10K, and from what I heard from all the runners, that they just loved it.
Yeah, a real original course around the lake, probably something that you may not get to do that often.
You're exactly right, and it's a lot of fun, and better yet, you get pancakes afterwards, and you don't get to do that every day either, so that's a lot of fun.
With the balloons, now, they're actually competing in an event, aren't they?
They are competing, and there's targets spread around the area. And you'll see them throw a beanbag over, and they're doing that because they score points throughout the year through different events, which they then use those points to compete in the nationals. So they have to get so many points in order to be invited to the nationals. So for them, it's very competitive. They want to have fun, and they love the crowd participation when the balloons fly over and everyone cheers. The balloonists absolutely get excited for that, but at the same time, they are competing.
And really, throughout this whole event, it's like the name says, turn into a festival. The balloons are the centerpiece, but there's all sorts of other activities going on as well.
The young professionals in the area, they're putting on a concert Saturday night. Jefferson County Green Band will be there, and they start at 6 p.m. New this year also, we're going to have tethered rides on Saturday evening. I'm sponsored by Ever Jones. They're going to have a couple balloons out there, and kids can come over and get a ride, and we will do that until the balloons run out of gas, and that starts roughly around 8 p.m.
And is the night glow back this year as well?
Not as large, okay. But we will have some balloons that will be night glowing. Again, it'll all be at the beach, so come to the beach. In the past, we had it at the visitor center. This year, everything will stay at the beach.
All right, and really, like you said, this is a really unique event for the area. I know we have Indianola, the big balloon capital, off to the side, and that probably helps draw the idea of balloonists in the area. But to bring it back here, to bring it to the lake itself in the middle of Marion County, I'm sure it draws a lot of traffic from around the area, too, just not just within the county, but other tourists coming outside the county.
Absolutely. We get calls from out of state. You know, where should they stay when the event is? They've seen it in the past, you know, the last couple of years. They want to come back, and from Nebraska, from Missouri, people are coming in to see the event and have a good time and visit the area, Knoxville and Pella. So.
And really, the ballooning community is also a very friendly community. It sounds like they really enjoy getting to know the people, especially the people that help sponsor the event.
Right. They're very involved with the sponsors. Sponsors have dinner with the balloonists before the event, and they have the opportunity to help launch the balloons, and it's exciting for them. It just really becomes a big event for everybody involved, and for the spectators, for the sponsors, for the balloons. It's like you said, that they're a friendly bunch, and they realize that the crowd and the sponsors are what makes it all happen.
And so again, this year everything is at the North Overlook Beach, and parking can kind of be around that area?
Yeah, there's plenty of parking up above the beach, and there's some overflow parking that we will have there. We know in the past that has been a challenge, but this year we're excited to have the North Overlook Beach and have all that parking where people won't have to walk as far as they had to in the past. We're looking forward to a really exciting event this year.
The activities will be going on there at the beach then Friday night, all day Saturday, and then that launch Sunday as well.
Correct. And then Saturday in the morning, there's going to be Tracy Spry with the Corps of Engineers. We'll have kayaks out there. Last year, they did the sand sculpting. They will have that. Of course, we mentioned the 5K, 10K run. So throughout the day, you know, there's activities planned to just for everyone to come out and have fun, have a day at the beach. And while you're there, you get to see the hot air balloons, which only happens once a year. So very exciting. And I know the kids look for it. And I think the parents enjoy it just as much as the kids. So.
All right. Well, Matt, anything else you'd like to add today?
Just come on out, enjoy it, have fun, and that's all we want is people to enjoy the area.
All right, well, thank you, Matt, very much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. I really appreciate it.